told you that I wanted to share the money and Yvette didn't. How did you know?
Why else would she go to these lengths?
And what about the third heir, the one whose house Yvette broke into? Is she okay?
She's fine. In that she never existed, I made her up.
What you saw in the hospital, none of it was real.
It was a trap. I made a commotion to draw Yvette's doctor in. I announced the name and address of the heir, Mary Margaret Phelps, 8033 West Tremont, so that he'd have them. I then assaulted Detective Fell, so the good doctor would think that I, the only apparent threat to his and Yvette's plan, was in jail for the night, allowing him a very crucial window of opportunity. And he took it. Because even though neither of them had even heard of the third heir before tonight, they couldn't take any chances. As for the woman Yvette trailed to her home, she's an officer here at the precinct.
I have to contact our attorneys. I need to see if they can help her. I know what she did is unforgivable, but she is still my sister.
There were only two pretermitted heirs, Miss Ellison. Yvette killed the second one yesterday, so tell me, why was she still in a coma today? Why didn't she miraculously wake up this morning? Who did she have left to kill? Do you think perhaps it was someone who stood between her and the entirety of the family fortune? You mind that big heart, Miss Ellison? It'll beat longer.